诗歌的意义。
I think everyone are very familiar with the goal of this song.
我们知道我们原本不过是尘土。
I think we all know that we are but dust.
我们是在神的面前，我们是非常的不配。
Before the Lord, we are truly unworthy.
但是感谢赞美主。
But we thank and praise the Lord.
借着爱子耶稣基督，他在十字架上救赎了我们。
Through His beloved Son on the cross, He saved and redeemed us.
他不仅将我们从罪恶过犯中拯救出来。
Not only He saved us from our sins and transgression.
他更是将我们带进那爱子的国度里。
But He will lead us into the kingdom of the beloved Son.
不仅如此。
And beyond that,
他还要将我们磨成神儿子的形象。
He will conform us to the image of His Son.
借着基督的生命在我们里头。
Through the life of Christ.
借着十字架的道路。
Through the way of the cross.
他要在我们身上来成就那满有基督的身量。
He will form the full stature of the Lord in us.
所以在过去的周末里感谢神在夏令会招聚了我们。
So we really thank the Lord for gathering us in the past weekend during the summer conference.
神借着他的仆人们，还借着弟兄姐妹彼此的交通，向我们说了许多的话。
Through the words of his servant and fellowship among the saints, he has spoken to us.
相信这些话也深深地种在每一位弟兄姐妹的心中。
And I believe the words of God is planted in each heart.
我们今天就愿意借着交通聚会的时间。愿主的话语再来帮助我们。
And we want to utilize the time today that may the word of God once again to encourage us.
就借着圣灵在弟兄姐妹心中的感动，带领我们来更深的进入神话语的恩典。
Let the Holy Spirit be leading and guiding in your hearts, and let the word of God encourage us.
那在回来这个周末这一周里面呢，我在主面前也继续在思想主所对我们说的话。
And this past week, I've been meditating on God's word.
我也相信弟兄姐妹回来以后呢，也经历过这一个礼拜的征战。
And I also believe that many of you has experienced the warfare.
这个征战在弟兄姐妹参加夏令会之前就已经开始了。
Quite honestly, this warfare begins even before the conference.
就我所知道的，就有许多弟兄姐妹有生病的，有难处的，有各方面的压力。
From what I knew already, there are sickness and the pressure and the health situation among the brothers and sisters.
就直到我们回来了以后，这征战还在继续。
Even after we came back from the conference, the warfare and the struggle continues.
但是感谢赞美主。主的话语并不突然返回。
But we thank the Lord, His words, they do not return empty.
神的话语临到我们，要成就神所喜悦的事。
His words will accomplish what He has in mind.
当我在思想在夏令会当中神所对我们说的话。
When I was thinking about what the Lord has been spoken to us during the conference.
主借着两位弟兄来告诉我们同样的一件事情。
Through two brothers, he is telling us the same thing.
神让我们看见神的旨意在我们身上是要如何的成就。
He's telling us how the Lord will accomplish His will in our lives.
主借着王弟兄在借着腓立比书第三章那里告诉我们。
Through Brother Wang, he used Philippians chapter 3.
在那里让我们看见保罗圣灵借着保罗跟我们分享如何来得着主所要我们得着的。
Through the Holy Spirit, Paul is telling us how to lay hold of what the Christ of Jesus want us to lay hold of.
在那里腓立比书第三章保罗告诉我们。
Through Philippians chapter 3, Paul tells us.
他告诉我们要认识基督，晓得他复活的大能。
That we are to know Christ and in His resurrection.
并且也叫我们能够在主的受苦的上面呢，能够与他有交通。
And the fellowship of sharing in His sufferings.
也叫我们能够磨成主死的形状。
Becoming like Him in His death.
那我相信弟兄姐妹等会儿会听到有更多的分享。
I believe later on you will hear many more fellowship.
那 Frankie 弟兄呢，他则是让我们看见一件事情，就是那属灵的实际。
And Brother Frumkey tells us the reality of the spiritual things.
让我们看见，我们从有属灵的知识，到有属灵的启示，到有实际的生活。
He tells us that we have the
information.
The information first, then we have inspiration, and
implementation.
To the implementation.
让我们看见神在我们身上荣耀的旨意是何等的何等的宝贵。
And truly see how glorious is God's will for us.
神不单单要我们知道、认识、得着启示而已。
Not only He wants us to know and to have revelations.
他更愿意在我们身上能够叫基督能够完全的彰显出来。
But He wants Christ to be revealed in our lives.
这实在就是基督所要我们得着的。
And this is what Christ wants us to lay hold of.
当我在回头在思想这两位弟兄神界这两位弟兄所释放的信息的时候
When I think about the message given by these two servants of God.
主就叫我想起一段的圣经在希伯来书第十二章。
God reminded me of Hebrews chapter 12.
第一二两节
First one and two
这两节圣经呢原是一句话
These two verses are actually just one sentence
我想请弟兄姐妹一起翻到我们一起来读
Can you turn to Hebrews chapter 12 verse 1 and 2 and read it together
希伯来书十二章第一第二两节
Verse 1 and 2
然后我们用我们自己的语言我们同声一起来读
Let's read it together
一起来Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race mark of course. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, 仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
The author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat on the right hand of God.
宝座的右边。当我这个礼拜一直在思想这一段圣经的时候
，This week as I meditate upon this verse，
我就有一个感觉，觉得这段经节就好像把这次夏令会的信息给总结在这里。
I have a feeling that it truly summarizes the message that we heard。
如果弟兄姐妹还记得，就记得 Frank 弟兄他真的是借着他的信息，他也把许多的见证人像云彩一样带到我们面前。
If you remember the message from Brother Frumkey, it's as if he presented all these great clouds of witness before us.
他实在是让我们看见，借着这些见证人呢，叫我们真是来要奔跑，存心忍耐，来奔跑我们前面的路程。
Through the encouragement from these witness, he encourages to run with perseverance.
这里就告诉我们要仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
And here in verse 2 says, Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith.
就让我们想起王弟兄所勉励我们要与基督有交通。
And it reminds me of Brother Wang's encouragement that we are to have fellowship with our Lord Jesus.
在认识他的上面，在他受苦的上面，在他十字架，在他死的形状上，与他有交通。
To have the knowledge of his resurrection in his suffering and in his death.
那在这一处圣经里面呢，主好像就提醒我看到来效法主耶稣。
And this verse truly encouraged me to follow the example set by the Lord.
我们看见主耶稣，他能够轻看羞辱，他能够忍受十字架的苦难，他的秘诀在哪里？
And where is the secret that our Lord was able to endure the cross and scorning its shame?
这里告诉我们，他乃是因那摆在他前，摆在他面前面的喜乐。
And the secret, of course, is the joy that set before him.
但我在想到这个喜乐是指着什么
？And what exactly is this joy?
我就有很多思想。
So I thought about it.
我想说是不是将来呢，主能够再回到父神的右边，坐在宝座上呢？
Is it the joy that in the future he will return to the Father and sit by his right hand side?
我想到很多时候我们也是有这样的一个荣耀的盼望。
I think in us we also have that glorious hope.
可是我们却常常发现，在我们每天的生活当中，我们却没有办法能够脱下缠累我们的重担，能够脱去缠累我们的罪，我们来走这条十字架的道路。
But often in our own lives, we discover that it's hard for us to cast away all the hindrance and the sin that so easily entangles us.
当我在主面前来思想这个喜乐，在主耶稣面前这个喜乐的事情的时候。
So as I meditate more upon this joy that's set before the Lord,
我就想起主耶稣在地上的时候呢，他也曾经喜乐过。
I was reminded that the Lord was joyful when he was on this earth.
在路加福音的时候，在路加福音第十章那边告诉我们圣灵感动主耶稣。
And in Luke chapter 10, it says the Holy Spirit set upon the Lord.
他那里说主耶稣就喜乐起来。
And it says the Lord was rejoicing.
当我读那章经节的时候呢，我就发现一个秘诀。
And when I was reading that, I found a secret.
其实主耶稣在那里喜乐的一个很重要原因就是父啊你的美意本是如此
and it is and it's in verse 21 yes father for this was your good pleasure
我想到叫主耶稣喜乐在他面前那个喜乐就是指着父神的旨意
And truly, to our Lord, the joy is the pleasure will of the Father.
那是叫我们主耶稣能够在地上可以忍受一切的羞辱。
And for that joy, he can endure all the suffering and shame.
他直奔十字架。
And he set his cross, course and run towards the cross.
所以看他唯一的喜乐就是父神的旨意能够得着成就。
And truly, his joy is that the will of the Father may be accomplished.
今天在我们每天的生活当中
Today, in our everyday lives,
那实在也是我们的秘诀
That's also our secret.
叫我们就能够效法我们的主来因着那摆在我们前面的喜乐我们可以来走这条十字架的道路
That we may follow the example of our Lord and walk on this way of the cross.
这是信息里面有一个有很多见证都很感动我
There are many examples that the brother gave that touched me.
其中特别有一个见证是讲到一对就是那个宣教士夫妇。
And one touched me the most is about the missionary couple.
他们到一个部落去传福音。
They went to a tribe, to a tribal area to share the gospel.
他们为着主的缘故在那里受苦。
And for Lord's sake, they suffered much.
可是经过许多的时间。只有一位男孩子信了主。
And after many times, many years, only one boy accepted the Lord.
我们相信每一位服侍主的人哈，我们想到这件事情的时候，都会让我们心里面会灰心，会丧气。
I believe everyone who are in the same situation will be disappointed and also have despair.
但是更令人丧气的是他的妻子这个宣教士这位姐妹因为要生产的时候呢他就失去性命他就被主接走。
And for this couple, the despair really came when the wife died in a labor giving birth to her daughter.
所以这位弟兄他非常灰心丧志之余，他就把这个婴孩就送给了别人。
And it's in this time that the missionary he gave up and then he gave her to he gave his daughter to others.
他在当时他就完全的对神失去了信心。
And he truly lost faith in the Lord.
但是很感谢主的是，后来神借着这个男孩在那个部落当中兴起了一个很大的复兴的工作。
But we really thank the Lord because later on through this one boy that the Lord revived many people among the tribesmen.
神借着这个男孩他长大以后呢，神借着他在那个部落传福音带领了十万的人来归向主耶稣。
Through this boy, the Lord saved 100,000 among the tribesmen.
这实在是提醒了我们这条跟随主十字架的道路是不容易走。
And this truly reminds us that this way of the cross is not easy.
但是我们实在是需要在主面前来认识他。
So we need to take the time before the Lord to know him.
来与他有交通。
To have fellowship with him.
在他面前实在是有一个愿意的心。
And have the willing heart before him.
只愿意他的旨意能够成就在我们身上。
The willing heart of your will be done.
虽然我们看不见，但是我们相信 主的美意本是如此。
Even though we may not see, but we believe that God's will is a good and pleasing will.
那我们想愿意借着以下的时间，请弟兄姐妹能够有分享交通。
So we want to open up the following time to brother sister to have fellowship.
因着时间的缘故。
Because of the time constraint.
我们会有一个规则。
We have one little rule.
不过在讲这规则就是希望每一位弟兄姐妹能够在五分钟的时间里面，包括翻译。
We want each brother sister have just one,5 minutes of time, including the translation.
黄弟兄提醒我们这个规则是重要的。
The brother Frumke reminded us that rules are important. Rules.
但是那个原则更重要。
But the principle is even more important.
所以我需要和弟兄姐妹分享为什么我们有这个规定。
So I want to share with you why we have this rule.
这个原则是一个爱的原则。
And this rule is the rule of love.
因为我们相信神借着弟兄姐妹借着基督的身体中的肢体都能够来彰显来流露他的恩典。
Because we believe that through each member of the body of Christ, he is able to reveal his love and grace.
所以我们借着这样的原则呢，我们希望我们彼此相爱，彼此敬重。
So we want to under this principle that we love one another and also we respect one another.
让更多弟兄姐妹都能够有机会来见证。神所对我们说的话。
So everyone will have an opportunity to share what God has spoken.
好，那这个规则五分钟连翻译非常的短。
So the 5 minutes is truly short.
也非常的难。
It's quite difficult.
不过就有几个提醒可以帮助弟兄姐妹来掌握这个时间。
So I have a little reminder for you.
就是这个开头尽量简短。
Shorten your introduction.
也不需要解释为什么参加聚会或者为什么不能参加聚会。
You don't have to explain why you attend or you didn't attend the
meeting. 最主要的就是能够分享到这次夏令会当中主所对你说的话，在你身上你有什么样的感受。
But get to the point of what the Lord has spoken to you and how it applies to you.
然后能够就是掌握到这个重点。
So focus on the point.
然后为了提醒弟兄姐妹的缘故呢，在四分半钟的时候呢，我会提醒大家。
And on the mark of 4 minutes and 30 seconds, I will remind you.
我这边有一个那个跟我女儿借一个那个码表。
And I borrow a stopwatch from my daughter.
所以剩30秒的时候呢，我会提醒大家说30秒。
And I'll remind you when there are only 30 seconds left.
我们希望我们能够尽我们可能的，能够把我们心里面神给托付给我们的负担呢，能够在很短时间里面很清楚的能够交通出来。
Just try our best to share the burden that the Lord placed in our hearts.
好，如果你有感动的，就举起手来，我把麦克风给你。
If you would like to share, just raise your hand and we'll bring the mic over.
我们就在原位上交通就可以。
And you can just share from your seat.
谢谢神给我们有这个机会在夏令会的时候来亲近他。
Indeed, Lord has accomplished much among His children.
神实在是怜悯我们他的儿女。
I was in the workshop where the topic was the intercessory prayers.
我是参加那个专题，有一个专题。
And in that, we were looking at Paul's prayers.For Ephesians,
我们是看怎么样来互相的代祷。
Abraham's intercession for Lot's family,
像亚伯拉罕为罗德他的侄子的一家来代祷。
And how Moses interceded for the children of Israel,
像摩西也为以色列的百姓来代祷。
And in the midst of this, Lord just drawn our attention to the life of Job.
在我们讨论的当中，神特别把我们的视线转移到约伯的生平上面。
And through this small scripture portion, Lord spoke to us that Lord don't only desires intercession, but demands the intercession.
在这个讨论里面呢，我们也提到罗德他不但是特别为
demands
他是要求，他有特别的要求。
To save the time, I will just read a few scriptures from Job chapter 42.
为了省时间，我想读一下在约伯记的42章。
Verse 5 reads, I have heard of thee by the hearing of the ear, but now mine eye seeth thee. Wherefore I abhor myself and repent in dust and ashes.
四十二章的第五节，我从前风闻有你，现在亲眼看见你，因此我厌恶自己，在尘土和灰炉灰中懊悔。
And the seventh verse reads that, and it was so that after the Lord had spoken these words unto Job, the Lord said to Job's friend Eliphaz, My wrath is kindled against thee and against thine two friends.For ye have not spoken of me the things that is right as my servant Job had.
借着耶和华对约伯说话以后呢，就对提曼人以利法说，我的怒气向你和你两个朋友发作，因为你们议论我，不知我的仆人约伯说的事。
Therefore take unto you now 7 bullocks and 7 rams, and go to my servant Job, and offer up for yourselfA burnt offering, and my servant Job shall pray for you, for him will I accept. And then the last part of it says, Lord was angry at this to the three friends.
然后现在你们要取七只公牛、七只公羊，到我仆人约伯那里去为自己献上燔祭，我的仆人约伯就为你们祷告。最后提到是神就讨厌他们三个朋友，就约纳、约伯。
Tenth verse is that, and the Lord turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friends. Also, the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before.
Okay. 约伯就为他的朋友祷告，耶和华就使约伯从苦境转回。并且耶和华赐给他的比他从前所有的加倍。
When the servant Job prayed for his friends, Lord accepted the prayer.
当约伯为他的朋友祷告的时候，耶和华听他的祷告。
Lord forgave the sinfulness or the follies of his three friends.
神就从他对他的朋友里面的那个苦境转回来。
And then Lord blessed Job with a double portion.
那神特别祝福约伯，把他从前所有的加倍的还给他。
So we must remind ourselves that Lord only don't desire the intercession for one another, but demands it sometimes.
所以我们知道神不但是加给他们，而且反过来了。
And may the Lord help us to help us that we may stand in the gap.
让我们明白到我们这个两个之间的分别。
Praise the Lord.
赞美神。
Frankie 弟兄在三天短短的信息里面，把神的荣耀从浅到深交通给我们。
In the short 3 days, Brother Frankie has shared the glory of God from the past to the future.
他第一天讲到要怎么样才能够看见神的荣耀呢
？First day, he talked about how we can see the glory of God.
我们如果每一天都深深思想神的荣耀。
If every day we meditate upon the glory of God,
而且能够诉说神的荣耀
and tell the glory of God,
人就可以从我们身上看见神的荣耀
then people may see the glory of God through our lives.
他后来又提到，在诗篇五十一篇里面
and he mentioned in Psalm 51,
第六节
verse 6,
你所喜爱的是内里诚实。
Surely you desire truth in the inner parts.
你在我隐秘处必使我得智慧。
You teach me wisdom in the inmost place.
从这个话里面我们看见，如果我们在神的里面隐秘之处。
From this verse, we see that if we hide ourselves in the inmost place in the Lord,
我们对神就有更深的认识。
We'll have more understanding of the Lord.
可以得着这个智慧。
And we may gain the wisdom.
从这个属神的智慧里面。
And from the wisdom of the Lord,
我们会看见神在我们的生活中间并没有把我们这个生活分成属天的或属地的。
We truly see that the Lord did not compartmentalize our life where we have the life on the earth and life in the heaven.
就是他说是 high plane or lower plane.
The high plane or the lower plane.
不管我们在生活中间所有的生活
in every aspect of our lives.
我们都是向神活着。
We shall live towards the Lord.
后来他又借了一个游泳教练的经历。
And through the experience of a swimming coach,
他在有一次就是要跳水的时候呢，站在那个跳板上要跳水的时候。
One night as he was ready to dive off the diving board,
是夜晚的时候他去跳水。
It's in the middle of the night he went to the pool.
那月光照在他的身是那个影子。
And as the moon shines from his back,
刚好就是一个十字架的影像。
And it formed the image of cross.
那个时候他就是思想主的十字架。
And he was meditating upon the cross of the Lord.
他没有跳下去。
And he didn't jump off.
等到他走到那个游泳池，就下来走到游泳池的时候。
And as he walked down to the swimming pool,
他发现他的脚踩到那个池底下没有水。
And he discovered that there are no water in the swimming pool.
但我实在是被这个见证心里面十分的 touch.
I was truly touched by this testimony.
主为我们上十字架是为我们死。
The Lord went to the cross to die for us.
那一天主又救了他一次。
And that day the Lord saved this coach.
他就明白主的十字架的意义。
Then he truly fully understand the meaning of the cross.
从那天开始他就学习走。就是更学习走十字架的道路。
And from that day on, he learned to walk the way of the cross.
就是每一天都走十字架的道路。
It's every day that he walked, he take the way of the cross.
他说他虽然死了，但是仍然活着。
So even though as if he is dead, but he is living.
因为他已经与基督同钉十字架。
He was crucified with the Lord on the cross.
活着也是为基督而活。
And today he only lives for the Lord.
Frank 弟兄交通到我们每一天的走十字架的道路。
And Frank he mentioned about how every day we need to walk the way of the cross.
我们既然是活着，但我们怎么样明白我们是每一天都死了呢？
We are living, so how can we explain that we are dead towards ourselves?
唯一的方法就是每一天面对的神，他在我们每一天所给我们的旨意。
The only way is every day we have to remember the will of the Lord for us.
每一天走十字架的道路。
And every day we take on the cross.
在我们人是难的。
And to us, this might be difficult.
但是我们想到主他的爱是何等的长阔高深。
But if we remember the love of the Lord, how the breadth, the width, the height, and the length of his love.
他向着我们的心意是何等的大。
And his numerous thoughts towards us.
真是愿意，今天我们虽然亏缺了神的荣耀。
Then we might be reminded, even though we have fall short of his glory.
不管我们走得多远。
It doesn't matter how long we have walked.
神他天天都与我们同在。
But he is with us always.
等有一天我们见他面的时候。
And until that day when we see him face to face.
神在我们身上的工作能够显出他的荣耀来。
And the work he has done in our lives will reveal his glory.
谢谢。
Thank you.
我觉得这次能学到的就是要好好读圣经。
This time I learned that I need to read the Bible.
也第一是要活出基督的生命来。
First is to live out the life of Christ.
主是那道成肉身，话语成肉身的。
The Lord is the incarnation. The Word became life.
他也是让他的话语在我们的肉身中活出来。
He also wants His life to be revealed in our lives.
我们如果没有主的话，我们就没法活出主的生命来。
If we don't have the Word of God in us, then we cannot live up this life.
第二就是到了什么地步，就照着什么地步行。
And second, where we are in our condition, then we shall live accordingly.
如果我们是婴孩，我们就要就喝纯净的灵奶。
If we are babes, then we just drink the spiritual milk.
我们生命长大，我们就要能吃干粮。
If our life has grown, then we can take the dry food.
我们就要心思习练的通达，能明白主的心意。
And our heart needs to be trained so that it can know the will of God.
但是主的话才是我们生命的粮。
But truly, the word of God is the bread of life to us.
我们有主的话，生命才能长大。
Only if we have the word of life, then we can grow.
我们常常求主赐那智慧和启示的灵给我们。
We often ask the Lord for the spirit of understanding and revelation.
但是主的话就是灵，就是生命。
But truly, the word of God is life and its truth.
就是生命。
Truth and life.
在耶利米书也说，如果你弃绝耶和华的话，还有什么智慧呢？
And in Jeremiah also says, if you forsake the Lord, then what wisdom is left in you?
所以我们要在主的话语中建造。
So we need to build in the word of God.
我们常常求主做这个做那个。
Often I ask the Lord to do this and do that for me.
但是主已经做好了，是等着我们去用信心去支取，用生命长大才去支取他生命的丰富的生命。
But what I don't realize that is the Lord has accomplished, and He is only waiting for me to impart the life that's in Him.
所以我们要好好学习学习圣经。
So I truly need to study the Bible well.
第三是向着标杆直跑。
And the third is to press on towards the goal.
向着标杆直跑，首先要有方向正确。
Pressing on towards the goal first is talking about having the right direction.
主的话就是我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
The word of God is the lamp unto our feet and light unto our path.
愚昧人连进城的路都不知道。
The foolish, they do not even know the
进城的路。
They don't even know the way of the humble.
进城的路 to the city.
The fools, they don't even know the way into the city.
所以没有主的话，我们就不能明白主的心意。
So if we don't know the words of the Lord, then we don't know the will of God.
就像王弟兄说，你向标杆跑一寸，也比在别处跑很长的路强。
And just like Brother Wong's sharing, if you run towards the goal, just one inch, it's better than running the entire course in this world.
下一个就是要得到基督让我们所得着的。
And the next is to lay hold of what Christ has in mind for us to lay hold of.
作为婴孩，生命很软弱，就没法彰显主的荣耀。
To be a babe, our life is fragile and it's hard to reveal the glory of God.
作为婴孩，只能在奴仆的管制下。
To be a babe, we are under the discipline and just like a servant.
所以我们要生命长大才能彰显主的荣耀。
So our life has to grow in order to manifest the glory of God.
另外，生命长大以后，因为罪的缘故。
And as this life grows because of sin,
我们还是有皱纹有瑕疵，亏缺主的荣耀。
We will have wrinkles and blemish and truly fall short of God's glory.
我们没有主的话，我们生命就不能改变。
If we don't have the word of God, our life will not change.
因为主的话比两刃剑还灵。
The word of God is truly sharper than double-edged swords.
因为它可以刺透我们的灵魂和骨髓。
It can separate bone and marrows.
主的话光照我们，才让我们心意更新而变化。
And if His words reveal to us, He can renew and transform us.
信主的人都有一个新心，就是从实心变成肉心。
And He grant us a new heart and changing from a heart of stone to a heart of flesh.
但是要有一个纯净的心，必须用主的话语去洁净。
But the requirement before that is that we have to have the willingness to allow God's word to purge and clean us.
神的话语句句都是炼净的。
God's word is pure. It can purify us.
炼净的不可加添不可减少。
It cannot be added or subtracted.
我们只有好好读圣经才不会偏离主的话语。
We truly have to read the God's of words so we won't sway away from this way.
然后才能有基督长成的身量。
Then we can grow to the full stature of Christ.
然后才能得到基督让我们得到的荣耀。
And able to lay hold of the glory of Christ.
Okay.
王弟兄在第二个晚上交通到，就是看见了，并不是都走了。完了以后 ，Frankie 他也讲到。
The second night, brother Wang shared, what you see is not what you are getting.
Frankie 也交通到，知识是一回事，激励是一回事，实行又是一回事。
And Brother Frankie also shared about information is one thing, inspiration is another, and implementation is different.
我想两位弟兄强调的是得着或实行。
I think the two brothers, they are really focused on what you understand and what you put into practice.
所以我在回顾这个一节的夏令会，我有多少知识得着，看见了多少。
And I think back to the conference. Seems like I have gained a lot in knowledge, and I also have seen something.
在每次的夏令会当中，我们都感到很丰富。
Every summer conference, we feel God's word is rich and abundant.
我们也有很多看见。
And we have many inspiration.
我们也比在夏令会当中，我们也很多次被神摸着。
And our heart is touched by the Lord.
我记得去年的夏令会，我想很多弟兄姐妹都流过很多眼泪。
And I think many brothers shed their tears during the last summer conference.
但是就前两次夏令会，我没有这个习惯记笔记。
And for the past two summer conferences, I don't have the habit of taking notes.
所以到了今天，我回想。
So because of that, if I think back.
所以。知识我看见我想得起来的好像不多。
I can only remember very little.
所以也不是很清楚现在留了有多少。
And I don't remember how much tear I have shed.
所以知识不去实行就忘记了。
So truly, if the knowledge we're not putting into practice, we will forget.
所以如果看见不去得着，就会被模糊。
If we see something but we do not practice, then it becomes unclear.
所以感谢赞美主，尽管前面两次夏令会，但是我还是有得着。
So, but I still thank the Lord.That he still allowed me to gain something from the previous two conferences.
但是我并不是说这个，我是说就是我在实行上有得着。
And I'm talking about in the in the actual practice.
Yeah, 在第一次夏令会的话，就是在爱的方面。
In the first conference, it's about love.
因为在三年前，我觉得就是我很需要爱。
3 years ago, I truly need love.
去年的夏令会的话是在亲近主的方面。
And last conference is about drawing near to the Lord.
实际上， 这两点实际上都是主对我在夏令会之前祷告的回应。
And these two areas are really Lord's response to my prayer even before the conference.
所以第一年的话，实际上因为我感觉到自己没有爱。
In the first year, I felt there's no love in me.
所以我就是把所有的祷告都放在这个爱的上面。
So I place all my prayer on this topic of love.
去年的夏令会的话，我感觉到就是好像我祷告的事情很多。
And last year, I feel there's many things that I pray.
但所以我不知道怎么样给主求。
But I don't really know how to ask of the Lord.
所以我就是求主，就是主给我要什么。
So I asked the Lord, what do you want from me?
所以去年夏令会主给我的就是要在亲近主的方面。
So the Lord's revelation for me last year is how to draw near to Him.
所以想到今年的夏令会，我的祷告是就是主来保守我的服事。
And come to this year's conference, my prayer is ask the Lord to protect our service before Him.
所以感谢赞美主。
So I truly thank the Lord.
每次夏令会都很丰富。
Every conference, He's been faithful.
所以我们真是求主来激励我们。
And just ask the Lord to continue to encourage us.
也来成全。
To fulfill.
昨天早晨我们晨祷的时候，我们是读诗篇六十八篇。
And in the morning devotion, we are reading Psalm 68.
六十八篇第二十八节，他是这样说的。
Psalm 68, verse 28.
神啊，求你眷顾你为我们受成全的事。
Show us your strength, O God, as you have done before.
所以真是愿这句话成为我们的祷告，真是在生活当中求神来成全我们所看见的。
May the Lord summon His power and fortify what we have entrusted to Him.
感谢主。这次我去参加夏令会，我的一个感觉就是我觉得时间好像非常的过得非常快。
I truly have a feeling that time passed really fast during the conference.
我觉得好像是还没有享受够这个主的丰富的同在，好像就结束了。
I feel as if I haven't truly fully enjoyed the presence of the Lord, then it's over.
所以呢，我想明年我肯定还想去。
So I already set out my mind that I will attend next year.
我真是希望以后的夏令会能够时间长一些。
And I hope that the conference can be longer than 3 days.
这次我觉得有两个事情非常的摸着我。
Two things that touch my heart the most.
一个是就是刚才翁殿讲的这个属灵的实际。
And one is talking about the reality of the.
是我们有的时候确实是，我们这个接受了主的恩典。
Very often we receive the grace of God.
我们也知道主的心意。
And we have the knowledge of the Lord's will.
但是我们有时候就是行不出来。
But yet it does not reflect in our lives.
那天弗兰克弟兄就交通的这一点，就是个 implementation 非常的有的时候很难。
Brother Franke mentioned it is difficult to put this into practice.
我自己觉得就是在这方面我非常的亏欠。
And I felt in my heart that I have fall short in this department.
我觉得我爱弟兄，姐妹，或者是我爱我的邻舍等等，都真是很不够。
And I truly felt my love for one another and for my neighbors are really, really.
而且我觉得我在自己家里面爱我的亲人，可以说也是很不好做的。
Even the love for my own relatives, for my family members, there are still so little.
就在听完弗兰克弟兄那个信息的那天晚上。
And that night after hearing Brother Franke's message,
好像我晚上就做了一个梦，感觉到好像我很对不起我的妻子。
And in the night, I had a dream that I felt I wronged my wife.
然后昨天早晨呢，就是查以弗所书，丈夫和妻子。
And the next day, our morning devotion is about the husband and the wife in the book of Ephesians.
所以那天早晨我交通了一些，我觉得确实是，有的时候往往看到这段圣经的时候，丈夫的眼睛就注重在妻子要顺服上面。
And it reminded me that often when we read the Bible, as a husband, we often focus on the part about wives submit to your husband.
也许妻子会正好相反。
And the wife would be otherwise.
她会看到丈夫应该如何的爱她。
They will focus on the part of husband, love your wives.
但是我觉得就是我太看重这个妻子应该如何的顺服，而忽略了自己应该确实像神说的那样去爱我的妻子。
So I was reminded that often I forgot about my own responsibility.
我觉得这方面我真是非常的亏欠神，也对不起我的妻子。
Which is to love my wife. So I felt I fall short of the Lord, and I fall short of my wife as well.
那怎么办呢？弗兰克经说应该祈求神赐给他的爱。
So what can we do? And Brother Franke mentioned that we can ask the Lord to grant us that love.
所以呢，我以后在祷告中我也知道如何祷告，祈求神把他的爱赐给我，让我能够用神的爱来去爱别人，那更是用神的爱来去爱神。
So I've been asking the Lord to give me His love so that I can use His love to love others.
再有一点，我就觉得就是。我们在主里面确实得了丰富的一切，我们平日的祈求祷告往往都是让主能够成就我们很多的事情。
And the second thing is I truly felt we are rich and abundant in the Lord.
我们确实是在主里面享受了丰富的一切，得到了满足。
And in Him we are truly satisfied. Our prayers are often answered.
但是在享受主的丰富的时候，我有时候觉得自己真的很亏欠，我们应该怎样的让主能够满足呢？
But while we enjoy the Lord so much, I have this feeling that have we satisfied the Lord?
我觉得两位弟兄，王弟兄和那个弗兰克弟兄都交通这一点，就是真实让我们能够得到主所让我们得到的。
And both brothers shared about how we are to lay hold of Christ has laid hold for us.
那么我就觉得就是弗兰克后来又举的那个例子，其实在去年的夏令会已经讲过这个例子了。
And Brother Franke gave us an example that he already gave during the last conference.
但是对我来讲我觉得一样的重要。
But to me it's still very important and real.
就是 to be faithful, 就是要对神非常的忠心。
It is to be faithful to the Lord.
我觉得也就是让我们的行事为人能够与我们所受的恩典相配。
So that we may be in part of the grace that we have received from the Lord.
我觉得这个事情一直是对我的是一种鞭策。
And I really felt this has been God's burden for me.
我真是希望弟兄姐妹们能够帮助我，让我们一起在主里面成长。
So that I encourage with all of you that we may grow together in the Lord.
谢谢。
那还有没有弟兄姐妹？
刚刚大家都交通了，我是每次一到交通的时候，总想喜欢表现几句。
I like the open,
这可是养成一个习惯了。我今天这次参加夏令会来，虽然他这个讲的是一个很基础的一个救恩和恩典。
this conference is talking about a very basic truth about grace and salvation.
这个呢也也恐怕是我们教会的需要。
And this is also the need for the church.
也恐怕是讲员当时在根据跟我们的接受神给他的话语，他们认为的一种自己的感动说出来的。
And this is also the burden that God has placed in the speaker's heart.
总的来讲，荣耀是一个非常大的题目。
In practice, glory is the glory of God is something beyond our comprehension.
因为我们基督徒经常讲跟主同荣耀，同坐宝座。
As Christian, we often talk about we sit in the glory with the Lord.
那就是说，我们跟神的生命必须联合在一起。
And that is talking about our life should be in commune, be connected with the Lord.
荣耀也代表光。
And glory also represents light.
光与光在一起是完全的连接。
And light in the light are in total commune.
我觉得这个信息可以告诉我们一个很重要的事。
And I felt this message is telling us something important.
我们必须要先学会赞美主。
We need to learn to first to praise the Lord.
因为我们的主，我们的神创造我们，就是让我们赞美他。
Because the Lord, when He created us, is to create a worshipper.
在我们虔诚的赞美之中，我们才能进入敬拜。
Truly, in our full praise, then we may enter into worship.
只有我们在敬拜之中，我们才能把自己当活祭献给他。
It's only in this worship that we can offer ourselves as
living
sacrifice to the Lord.
也就是说，我们经常说的一句话，我们才能全然地安息在神的怀中。
And this is also the same as that we may fully rest.
你才能得到神的启示。
And that we may have the revelation.
才能得到他的话语。
And receive his words.
那也就是面对面的交通。
And that is the face-to-face fellowship with the Lord.
就像那个刚刚姊妹讲一样的。
Like what the sister has worshipped.
如果你有神的话语。
If you have the word of God,
又有赞美,
and you have praise,
又有敬拜,
and you have worship,
神就会全然地启示你的灵,
Lord will reveal himself to you.
在灵中, 我们跟他同荣耀, 同坐宝座。
In spirit, we have fellowship in his glory and be sitting in the throne with him.
这样我们才能得到, 像我们经常说的, 跟神合而为一, 得到他的生命。
And this is how we are to be abide and to be one with the Lord.
如果我们不按照这个律走的话,
if we don't follow such way,
我们只是在口头上喊的话,
it often just become mere words in our mouth.
一切也恐怕都是枉然。
All this will be in vain.
这一点圣经上讲得非常清楚。
And this is laid out very clear in the Bible.
特别是耶稣基督降为人身走十字架的道路。
Like the Lord, he was incarnated as man and he took the way of the cross.
这是必须的。
This is necessary.
是没有一点价钱可讲的。
No value.
There's no value.
不是我们人为什么想平衡怎么样走这条路，而是主，就是主的话就是真理，真理是不可改变。
This is not something that we can dreamed of or designed, but this is the way of the Lord and it is the truth.
得到生命不是做买卖。
To gain the life is not to trade.
这是神创造我们必须的使命。
But it is what the Lord has designed for us.
可以 share something?
I will just share the Lord has been very gracious.
我想分享一点呢，就是神实在是非常恩待我们。
And he is very real.
他是实在是一位真的神。
And I have to say, in the past couple years, I felt my spiritual living are not real before the Lord.
在过去两年当中，我常常觉得我的属灵生命并不是神所要的。
Yet I cannot fully tell what, what's hindering me.
那我也晓得是什么原因让我这样子的。
And this time through Brother Frumkey's sharing, it's totally revealed.
像这次夏令会里面 ，Frumkey 弟兄就把这个事情好像告诉我一样。
I discovered that in my early Christian life, I separate my Christian life into the secular and also the sacred part.
我发现我信主的早期的时候，我常常把我的信仰跟我的私人生活分开来。
I think it's probably very real to many of us. When we go to work, we are one person. When we live in our family, we are one person. When we are at church, we are another person.
我想很多弟兄姐妹都有这个感觉了，就是我们常常在生活里面，在工作上面，跟家庭里面有不同的表现，好像不同的人一样。
And that's not what the Lord wants.
这个并不是神所要我们做的。
And that's why I really thank the Lord through brothers Frankie's sharing.
因此，我非常感谢神借着 Frankie 弟兄给我的这个启示。
That he revealed that our life, the every aspect of our life is to be Christ-centered.
他提醒我们，我们生活的每一部分都应该以基督为中心。
Whether it be at the work for our vocation.
不管是我们在工作上面。
Or how we treat our wife, our children, in our family lives.
或者说在家庭里面怎么样对待我们的配偶跟小孩子。
The Lord wants us to be one.
主所要求我们的就是要有一个合一，或者说一样的心智。
And I really thank the Lord that in the Philippians.
我谢谢主给我的话语在腓立比书里面。
That in verse 15 it says, if on some point you think differently, that too God will make clear to you.
第十五节里面说，假如若在什么事上存别样的心，神必以此指示你们。
And that really talk about that even though sometimes we walk on the wrong path.
那这样子提醒我了，有的时候也许我们行在不对的路途上。
But God will direct us back to the path of righteousness because of His own name.
但神会借着他自己的名字把我们引导到他的义路上面。
So this past week I've been practicing this, trying to be Christ-centered in every aspect of life.
所以这个过去的这个礼拜，我一直在实习怎么样走在主的路途上，怎么样来以主为中心。
And something happened this morning.
今天早上有一件事情发生了。
I parked the car outside the garage.
我把车子停在那个车库的外面。
And last night, as I got home, I took the remote and took it into the house.
昨天晚上我回到家的时候，就把那个遥控器拿出来，拿进房子里面。
Yet this morning when we got out of the house, we didn't remember to bring the remote, and we closed the garage door.
今天早上当我们出发了之前，忘记把这个遥控器带在车上，就把那个车库门关起来了。
So I know that later on when we go home, we have no way to get in but to break the door, to break the window.
所以我知道等一下我们回家以后呢，没有车库门可以进去，只能够破窗而入。
And I can tell you when this first happened, that the first thought in my mind is to try to blame on something or someone.
当我这个事情早上发生的时候呢，第一个印象就是让我想到，哎，要找谁来出气。
My wife was the one pushed the garage door button and then ran out the garage.
事实上是我的妻子是按那个键来把那个门关起来的。
So naturally, I have this tendency to blame on her.
所以我非常有理由可以把责任归咎给她。
But I truly remember that's how men was when they first committed sin in the garden.
Okay,
in the garden.
马上就提醒我，在伊甸园里面，这个人埋怨人的事情就是这样子发生的。
So I truly thank the Lord that even though there continue to be sin and imperfection in our lives.
因此我们感谢神，虽然我们人继续有不完全或者说有罪在我们的身上，
But God has a pleasing and perfect will for us.
但是神却有他自己美好的旨意在我们的身上。
And if we focus on him,
只要我们定睛仰望他，
He will reveal to us what are the attitude of Christ that he wants to form in us and what are the attitude of man that he does not want to be in us.
他就会把主耶稣所要求我们像的样式给我们，也让我们知道我们不应该做任何的事情。
So I really thank the Lord. He is gracious towards us and he continues to renew us every day.
神的恩典实在是够我们用的，他天天的来更新改变我们。
弟兄姐妹掌握时间，
When Frankie, Brother Frankie, share about coming short to the glory of God,
当 Frankie 弟兄跟我们分享到我们如何亏欠神的荣耀的时候呢？
It seems that he was speaking to me.
他好像是只是对我在说话。
And even though we know a lot about knowledge, we have a lot of knowledge and a lot of revelation from the Lord.
虽然我们有很多属灵上面的知识，或者说从神而来的一些启示，
but we can do very little.
但是我们却是很难去实行。
And I think Frankie told us why.
当然 Frank 弟兄也告诉我们是什么原因呢？
Because God is not after the performing, God is after our attitude or our willingness.
神不是要我们单单去做，乃是要看我们的内心以及我们的态度。
So when we are focused on what we're doing, then we fail.
因此当我们只是专心在我们该怎么做的时候呢，我们常常就会失败的。
And we always try to look at the result instead of looking at the process the Lord is trying to get us there.
因为我们常常注重这个后果或者说那个成果，而忘记神要我们怎么样去行中间的这个过程。
And of course if we are willing, God can do great things on us.
只要我们愿意的话，神是会在我们身上成就大工作的。
But if we're not willing, God cannot do anything on us.
假如我们不愿意的话，那是神的工作是没办法在我们身上成就。
So, you know, a lot of times, as I think back, many times the thing that I thought that I was not able to do is because I was not willing to do it.
多少时候，当我回想的时候，我很多事情不做不成，乃是因为我没有这个意愿去做。
Another thing that also caught my attention is the order that he put it, the things, basically knowledge, revelation, and implementation.
另外一个原因我们没办法做到的话，就是因为我们做的次序不对，因为我们没有把这个启示啦，或者说我们这个得着跟资料这些的先后次序搞清楚。
Yes, because sometimes we do things without revelation.
因为我们常常做事情没有凭着从神而来的启示。
And that's why, you know, everything that we do it's meaningless to the Lord. It's in vain.
因此我们所做的事情没有这样子的启示的话，都是白费的，而都对神是没有有效果的。
So I really pray that the Lord give us a willing heart before him.
因此我们实在是求神给我们有一个意愿的心，愿意的心来追求他。
And as he reveal his will to us, we'll be able to do it.
当他把他的旨意启示给我们的时候，我们有这个意愿心愿要去遵行。
Praise the Lord for this conference.
谢谢主给我们这样子的这个聚集。
What really touched me in this conference is that if we are in the church, the Lord reveals His glory to us.
就是我们能够在一个教会里面，神常常把他的恩典启示给我们。
That we have the knowledge and the revelation, but what we really need is the implementation.
虽然我们已经有很多的知识，也有很多启示，但是我们最重要的是要着重在这个得着上面。
Now, Brother Frumke also illustrated by a story of the five salesmen. They were in a hurry to go home. They were rushing to the airport.
Frumke 弟兄也给我们有一个例子，就是有五个这个销售员赶着去机场。
All of them are in a hurry to catch up their plane, their flight to go to their families.
这五个销售员呢，都是赶着去坐飞机赶时间，准备回家与他那个亲人相聚。
And in their haste, one of them bumped on the apples that's being sold by a young girl in the airport.
当他们这样子赶时间。要去赶飞机的时候呢，其中有一个因着这个匆忙的话，就在那个路上面把有一个摊子卖苹果，摊子上面的苹果就不小心把它碰到，倒在地上。
Some of the apples fell on the ground and they all rushed except for one man.
当这些苹果就散乱跌在地上的时候呢，其他人都一直拼命赶着要去那个飞机的闸口去上飞机，只有一个弟兄留下来。
He called his wife and said that he will take the next plane.
他请求其中一个朋友告诉他太太说：“你告诉我太太我爱她，而且我会赶下一班飞机赶回来。”
So he came back and then he picked up. He told the girl. The girl was blind, and he said he picked up all of the apples. He was telling her exactly what he's doing.
然后他就跑回去那个摊子那边帮忙这个小女孩把那个地上的苹果全部捡起来分好，哪一些好的还有那些甩坏掉的告诉这个女孩子，原来这个女孩子是瞎眼的。
And he gave her $20 for all the apples that have been bruised and could not be sold anymore.
然后他还拿出20块给这个女孩子说这个是赔偿所有那些损坏的苹果。
And he touched her on the shoulder, and she told him, "Are you Jesus?"
当这个女孩子，这个瞎眼的女孩子听到以后，就问用手搭着这个弟兄，就问他，你是主耶稣吗？
So I was so touched by this because Brother Frumke said, "In our haste, we are so busy. Sometimes a kind word or a kind gesture, we're just so busy to do our things of the world."
我是因此就非常的受感动，因为我们常常在生活里面都是很忙乱，很匆忙的做很多的事情。
Testimony last Thursday, I was in a hurry to get out of work, and I have a patient who was really crying in pain, and she's scared of her surgery on Friday, and I'm gonna be off. So in my mind, I said, I'm just gonna pray for you, okay?
当这个星期四我下班的时候呢。因为有一些小孩子有事情
，So when I was stepping out，
而且礼拜五我要本来准备休假的。
When I was turning back to get out of her room, a deep voice within me said, "Just go and pray with her."
我发现我同事有一个女孩子同事，因为有一些问题，那我就进到她的房间里面，跟她一同来祷告。
So I just went back and I held her hand and we prayed.Together, and she also prayed, and she cried, and she said, "This will strengthen me for my surgery tomorrow."
因为她要准备开刀，那所以她在有一点担心，所以她就回去她的房间里面，牵住她的双手来跟她一同来祷告仰望神。
So praise the Lord that if we are just willing. Sometimes I am not willing. Sometimes I just struggle with the Lord that I have to do other things. But if we just turn our hearts to Him and we just turn to our spirit.We can touch His inner voice, and we have the strength to follow it.
多少时候我们也是因着生活上面的忙乱没有这样子遵循神的旨意而行。但是，假如我们能够转眼定睛的仰望神的话，就会 明白到神的心意是要我们来更多的顺服他。
Praise the Lord for His life in us.
感谢主。
因为在一两位弟兄或姐妹啊有感动的，简单的分享。
感谢我们的主，在这一次夏联会的时候呢，我们的主题呢就是讲到荣耀的基督和荣耀的神。在王弟兄
I thank the Lord for the topic of the glory of Christ during the conference.
在王弟兄和 Frankie 弟兄给我们交通的时候有一件事情对我非常的摸着。
One thing touched me during the brothers sharing.
因为他们在交通的时候曾经让我们看到这也是在圣经里边神向我们所说的话，说诸天诉说神的荣耀万事都是从他而来有归于他。
And the brother used a Bible verse that all heaven declare the glory of the Lord and everything was made in him and through him.
但是呢在这里边呢说到诸天和万事呢当然包括自然界的这些鸟啊花呀以及所创造的这一切也包括我们人自己。
So this all heaven and all things, it really speaks of all the natural world, the birds in the air, the flowers on the field, and including us.
同时呢弟兄也让我们看到在这所有的受造之中呢唯一亏欠我们神的荣耀的就是我们人自己。
And the brother also showed us that in all these created things just one creature that truly falls short the glory of God and that is man.
所以说这件事呢当时听到之后确实对我心里面感觉到真是就是对我自己说的。
And this really spoken to my heart.
因为呢回想自己在追求主的道路上以及我自己的生活之中呢常常知道自己许多事情在亏欠着神的荣耀。
Because as I think about my life and also the pursuit of the Lord, I truly know that I have fall short of the Lord.
另外一件事情呢这是 Frankie 弟兄在给我们交通的时候今年和去年两次他都提到的。
And also one thing that Brother Frankie mentioned both this year and last year.
他在给我们结束他的信息的时候呢他这两次都提到一件事说明年也许我已经就见不到你们。
And as he concludes the conference, he mentioned both times, last year and this year, that maybe next year I won't see you anymore.
那么通过这样的交通呢，我就总是在心里边在问自己，我说我们的弟兄啊，实在是愿意把他在主里边所得着的给我们分享出来。
And I truly felt that the brother has the willingness to fellowship what he has gained in the Lord.
像今年在夏联会里边呢，他实实在在的把他在追求我们主的道路上所当走的路呢，给我们又一次的表明出来。
And he showed us the way of pursuing the Lord during this conference.
那么这条路呢，实在是让我们看到，第一就是个爱的道路。
AndThis is the way of love.
因为他曾经在信息里边向我们分享说有一个就是带领的弟兄呢连续两三个月在教会里边呢就是让弟兄姊妹之间在爱中来实行。
And he gave the example of a pastor that for 2-3 months, his only message is love one another and love your neighbor.
那么从另外一件他所给我们指出的这一个他在追求主的道路上我们应当 follow 着这条路那就是十字架的道路
And another way that he directs us is to follow the way of the cross
因为就我们的弟兄呢也引用保罗的一句话说我与基督已经同钉十字架
And our brother shared with us the verse that I have been crucified with Christ.
原因就在于，当我们看到我们常常亏欠神的荣耀的时候呢，我们就会发现，一，我们自己的老我在我们身上特别的活跃。
Often when we feel that we fall short of God's glory, it's because ourself is alive.
那么同时呢正是因为我们活在我们的老我之中我们没有能够让我们的基督呢在我们身上彰显所以说常常呢在我们身上也就没有爱特别是从神而来的爱
Because we are living in our old selves so the life of Christ cannot be manifested and that's why we fall short of love and the love of God is not in us
所以说我们真是感谢我们的主让我们能够在这条十字架的道路上在这条爱的道路上呢能够与我们这些众生徒一起呢我们共同行走这条天路
So I really thank the Lord give us each other that we may be edifying to each other on this way of cross and also on this way of love
感谢主
最后再请一位
One more
啊，感谢主
I thank the Lord
我在这一次夏令会之前有一个祷告哈
I have a prayer before this thanks, before this conference
特别为我的孩子祷告
I pray for my children
我盼望他能够在这个夏令会里面有所得着
I pray for that they will gain much in this conference
在这一次夏令会里面对我来讲王弟兄交通腓立比书
And Brother Wong shared about Philippians
他说一方面神恩典为我们是已经我预备好了而我们是白白的得
On one hand God has already given us the grace and then we just receive it freely
但是另外一方面神也要从我们的身上有所享受
But the other aspect is God wants to take satisfaction and enjoyment from us
那我听到了刚刚Jonathan 的交通
And I hear the sharing from Jonathan
我心里真的很高兴
And my heart is truly joyful
但是我就想到那么如果说今天主他也预备了个奖赏放在那里
And I thought about if the Lord has prepared a prize there
而我努力去得到的话我的父神不是也很高兴吗
And I strive forward and I receive that prize. Won't that also please my Heavenly Father?
所以如果我真爱我的主我的神的话
So if I truly love my Lord and my God
我真愿意我的主我的神能够在我的身上有一点点的享受的话
And I also want to give this enjoyment to the Lord
我就应该努力的去得这个奖赏让主来高兴
Then we shall press on toward the goal and to receive the prize so that the Lord can take joy can take enjoyment in it
yeah, 我 也想到像这个孩子在学爬的时候啊
And I also remember a baby as they learn to crawl
你放一个他所喜欢的那个东西在前面
If you place a toy that they like in front of them
他就努力的在那里爬几寸能够拿到这个
Then they press on to crawl a few inch to get this toy.
那我们大人就很高兴，就为他拍手。
And as adults, we are really happy for him and just clap our hands to cheer them on.
所以我就想到，哎呀，真盼望我也能够这样啊、哦、努力，然后让我的主我的神啊也很高兴。
So I think.I also should praise them to receive this prize so that my Heavenly Father can have such joy.
而且最后王弟兄也讲说看似这个努力是不容易哈。
And Brother Wang also mentioned about to praise them, it seems like it's not easy.
但是他说他有够用的恩典给我们去努力。
But he also mentioned that God's grace is sufficient for us.
Yeah, 感谢主。
And we thank the Lord for that.
最后再请一位弟兄给我们做一个总结。
我想主给我们一个非常宝贵的时间，借着两位非常年长的弟兄们，从他们的心里对我们讲，主给他们的托付。
The Lord has given us a precious time through two elderly brothers, he gave us the burden of the Lord.
我也想把这两位弟兄他们所要交通的主摆在他们里头的负担，然后做一个整理，让我们能够为我们弟兄姊妹们来祷告。
And I just want to organize a little bit of what the brother has shared and made it become the prayer of our hearts.
在王国显弟兄他的主题在于与基督联合Frankie 弟兄他的主题在于神的荣耀。
And Brother Wang's topic is in commune with the Lord and Brother Frankie is the glory of God.
也许在开始的时候没有看到圣灵在这两个主题上他的合一性。
Maybe in the beginning we didn't see how these two topics are connected to each other.
但是三天的时间，当两位弟兄将主的话语打开的时候，我们看见圣灵对我们弟兄姊妹讲的话是非常的一致，非常的清楚。
But after 3 days, we truly see that the Holy Spirit is leading us towards one direction and one topic.
王国显弟兄从腓立比书第三章第十节来做他的主题。
From Philippians chapter 3 verse 10 is the topic for our brother.
他讲到保罗他的一生不但是看万事如粪土为要得着基督。
He talks about that for Paul's entire life, he viewed everything as rubbish, and he prays on to know the Lord.
王国显弟兄特别强调这点竭力得着。
He focused on the part that he prays on to know him.
不但是得着基督，而且要得着基督所呼召我们要得着。
Not only to know him, but to attend what Christ has laid hold for us.
特别的讲到认识基督他的身位他的所事他的所有。
It's really to know the Christ in his position and also in who he is.
真的晓得他复活的大能。
And also know the resurrection of his power.
交通于他的受苦。
And to be in fellowship with his suffering,
磨成他的死,
and conform to his death,
让我们真能从死里复活,
so that we may also attend the resurrection from the dead.
他这里在讲到，我们真要得着基督要我们所得着的，就是回到神起初创造我们的目的，在我们身上的目的。
And to lay hold of Christ has laid hold for us, we are to return to the original purpose of howor why God created us and what his purpose is for us.
这点非常的奇妙就是跟德翁弗兰克弟兄所讲的神的荣耀完全是一件事情。
And I thought this is truly marvelous because this is the same thing as what Brother Frankie's topic is.
你如果记得弗兰克弟兄他讲到神有对我们一般的呼召。
And we are reminded that Brother Frankie shared that we have the general calling.
而且有特别的呼召
and we also have a specific calling
还有特定的呼召
and a calling for
specific
for specific for special purpose.
所以我们在这里看到一件事情，回到神起初创造我们的啊，他的目的就是基督所要得着我们的。
And truly, to return to God's original purpose is to receive what Christ has laid for, laid hold for us.
Frank 弟兄以列王记下二十章西西家王的例子做我们的一个警醒。
And Brother Frank used the Second Kings about the Hezekiah as a reminder for us.
然后他做了许多在耶和华眼中看为正的事。
Hezekiah, King Hezekiah has done many things that's right in the Lord's eyes.
但是那剩下的十五年从神那里要来的十五年并不好。
But the 15 years he asked and he received from the Lord, those were not good years.
那十五年显出了我们人的问题。
In that 15 years, it revealed the problem of man.
那十五年的问题显出了西西家是以自己为中心。
That 15 year reveals that Hezekiah lived for himself.
所以神呼召我们都有一般的呼召，我们都能够得着永生。
In the general calling of God, we all can receive the eternal life.
但神对我们都有一个特定的呼召，按照。
But God also has a specific calling for us.
按照他给我们每一个人的恩赐恩典，让我们活在他的面前。
And that's according to the gifts and the grace he has measured unto us that we shall live before him.
所以弗兰克弟兄非常语重心长的他每次到我们夏令会来都有一个呼召，呼召我们弟兄姊妹起来。
And Brother Frumke, he has a calling for us, calling each brother and sister to.Rise up.
他这一次呼召我们看见十字架的工作，让我们将自己摆在十字架上。
And his calling this time is for us to willingly offer ourselves and to take this way of the cross.
他讲到纯粹是一个见证的问题。
And this way of cross is hinged on witness for the Lord.
就像刚刚我们姊妹提到她所讲的那受后眼的见证，人能够看见基督，因为我们活出那见证。
Like our sister shared earlier, the witness of the salesman.
所以他呼召我们回到神起初创造我们的目的，真成为神荣耀的见证。
That we may return to the original purpose of God and people may see the Lord.
王国显弟兄也有一个呼召，呼召我们弟兄姊妹起来，真能够得着基督，呼召我们所得着的。
And brothers, one's encouragement is for us to rise up to attain what Christ has laid hold for us.
他最后这首诗歌特别要我们弟兄姊妹跟他一起唱，他的目的就是希望我们真能够回到神起初。他创造我们的荣耀。
And the last song he asks us to sing with him is really talking about returning to God's original purpose and the glory that he has designed for us.
他为我们弟兄姊妹们祷告的时候就讲到，真是让我们到时候在主面前的时候能够欢然见主。
And all this is for the purpose so that we may take joy and glory with the Lord when we see him.
所以我们看到这两位弟兄他们的心意都非常的清楚。
So these two brothers burden is the same.
不管是我们讲与基督联合，不管我们讲神的荣耀，
whether it be in fellowship with the Lord or the glory of Christ,
他们讲的主题都是在讲到愿主恢复我们回到神创造我们原本的目的，原本的荣耀。
It's talking aboutGod is restoring us into the glory of Christ and into His purpose.
而且想起在今年年初的时候弟兄们有一颗心讲到今年我们能够为基督而活，活着为了基督。
I remember one of the messages earlier in the year that is to live for Christ,
神也很奇妙，借着这两位弟兄他们所讲的，就是这么一件事情，让以基督为我们的中心。
And I thank the Lord that the two brothers sharing echoes that message, that is to let Christ be the center of our life.
愿真神真的是祝福我们啊，所有啊，不管是我们这里啊，在 Dumbo， 在 Austin， 我们弟兄姊妹真能够为基督而活，或者为了基督。
May the Lord truly encourage all the brothers, sisters, whether being in Dumbo, Austin, or Houston, that to live is for Christ.
愿神在我们每一个人身上啊，让我们真是不但得到基督，而且得到基督要我们得到的。
And truly, I pray for all the brothers, sisters. Not only we gain Christ, but we gain what He has in mind for us.
愿我们神在我们每一个人身上。每一个家每一个聚会里面都得到荣耀
And in every fellowship in every family he may receive the glory due to him
感谢
因为时间的关系我想我们教会就只能停在这里
Due to the time constraint we will end our fellowship here
不过我想最后再提醒弟兄姐妹Frank 弟兄在他信息当中他提到了一处经节在提撒罗尼迦前书第五章
and I'll remind you about the Bible verse that Brother Frank shared with us in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5
就是说